We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Good morning, USA!
Yo!
Charlemagne the God!
Peace to the planet, it's Monday!
And we have our guest host in the building this morning, Miss Nene Leakes. Welcome!
Your girl is in the building, honey!
What up, Nene?
How you feeling?
Yes, good morning. I feel good. How you feel?
It's not too early for you?
It's early, but my wig is on. I'm here.
Okay. That's all that matters, right? As long as the wig and the makeup gets on, we can start the day.
That's right.
Okay.
How was your weekend? What you do?
Oh, I did a lot. I was out in California. Mm-hmm. I was out in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And then I flew here last night to be with you guys.
Okay.
I had a busy weekend.
Busy weekend. Charlamagne, yeah. What you do this weekend?
I was home in the 843, Charleston, South Carolina. Drop on the clues bombs for Charleston, South Carolina. And Monk's Corner. I was home in Charleston and Monk's Corner because it was the last date of the Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle comedy tour.
Donnell Rollins was on there too, right?
My good brother Donnell Rollins was on there. I swore to myself that I would never tell people how funny Donnell Rollins is.
Oh, yeah?
Ever again. So I think I'm going to stick to that.
Okay.
Okay.
How was the show, though?
Show was fantastic. I mean, come on, man. It's Dave Chappelle. It's Chris Rock. It's Donnell Rollins. I can't forget. I forget the other guy who opened up for them. What's his name? I can't remember. But, I mean, it's very entertaining.
Okay.
Very entertaining. And for anybody who's been waiting to hear what Chris Rock really thought about the slap with Will Smith.
Wow.
He talks about it, discusses it.
He got about 10 to 15 minutes. I guess he's warming up for his new special that's coming out.
Love it.
Because he's doing his special live in Baltimore, I think it is.
Yes.
On Netflix.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so I guess he's warming up for that because he gave him those bars for about 10 to 15.
I got to check that out.
Yeah.
Now, shout out to everybody in the Bay Area. I was in the Bay over the weekend, Oakland. And can I apologize to all the women in the Bay?
Why are you apologizing to the women in
the Bay? I was in the club and I heard so many bitches. bitch.
And
them songs.
That's the home of Too Short.
Jesus.
That's their favorite word.
I could tell.
What you talking about?
Every song, every woman, you bitch.
You really think those women in Oakland care about that at this point? They've been listening to that forever.
Jesus.
Like, what do you mean?
I was in a club like, God, can we, more bitch? Is there anything else but bitch?
And I think it's about context, right, Nene? It's about,
yeah,
y'all call each other the B word?
No, we do not.
Oh, y'all don't?
I mean, no, we do not do that.
Oh, I thought.
You know, if you're, sometimes when you're having fun, but, you know, I've kind of grown out of that.
Mm.
No, you.
I feel that way about
too
the N-word. No, I'm with you. Mm. I feel that way about the N-word. I feel like I've grown out of it. I try not to say it, but boy, these niggas be getting on my nerves.
Oh, see that?
They? Just slip.
See, I use it in, when I do use it, I use it in context. I've never used it as a term of endearment.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like that sometimes, like, these niggas at the Empire State Building be bugging, but we'll talk about what they did next when we come back, all
right? I think they did the right thing.
No, they didn't do the right thing.
No, they didn't.
We'll talk about it next.
That is quintessential New York.
No, it's not. That's corny.
Boy, that's what y'all do.
No, that's not
y'all
what we do.
Y'all don't even realize how y'all be D-hopping sometimes in this city.
There's no D-hopping going on here. We're going to talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. All right.
Yo.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our guest host, Nene Leakes, joining us. Good morning, Nene.
Good morning.
All right, let's get in some front page news. Now, all my football fans out there, the Eagles beat the 49ers 31-7. The Chiefs beat the Bengals 23-20. That's what I predicted. Now, what
there's nothing more lonelier than this time of year when your team is not playing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, oh my God, why are we watching football?
Nene, you a football fan?
Not really, sort of, kind of. I love the Super Bowl. I love when they win and go to the Super Bowl. I watch the Super Bowl. I go to the parties, eat all the food, drink all the drinks, and whoever win.
Okay, well, they did some F-boy-ish here in New York City. Can you play the audio?
New York City landmark was aglow in Eagles green tonight. The people at the Empire State Building posted to Twitter that they went green and white for the NFC Championships. Now, some New York Giants fans were not happy about the display of support for Philly. The sanitation department tweeted saying they found it, quote, treacherous, traitorous, and unforgivable. Come on, fam, don't hate, congratulate. But it didn't last long. The building is now lit for the AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, they should have dumped all the garbage in New York City in front of the Empire State Building last night. So the Empire State Building, they posted the Empire State lit in green and said, "Fly, Eagles, fly. We're going green and white in honor of the Eagles."
Do y'all realize that's what New Yorkers do all the time?
No, we don't.
Whoever's popping, whoever's hot at the moment, that's who New York rides
with. That's not them.
If the Giants aren't there or the Jets not there, y'all just ride on whatever's hot.
No, we don't.
You do it all the time. I saw Fat Joe performing for the Kansas City Chiefs.
That was a check. That was an L check.
You do it all the time. You'll be in here with a Jets hat on, a Giants hat on. If the Rams in the playoffs, I'm going to be in L.A., DJ in L.A. You had a Rams jersey on. You do it all the time.
I'm a Giants fan, but I'm a New Yorker.
Listen.
And New York does Giants, Jets, Knicks, Nets, Islanders, Rangers.
Therefore, you should never wear anybody else's jersey. We've seen you in other people's jerseys that aren't from New York.
Ooh.
Fat Joe, a New York icon,
that was a check.
Was performing for the Kansas City Chiefs last night, and that's my point. Y'all do whatever for the check. Y'all do whatever for the check.
I think it's absolutely okay to be from one city and love a team from another city.
That's because you don't have a football team.
No, I don't have a football team.
If you had a football team, you would understand.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to give you an update. The HBCU football coach apologized for recruiting Florida prospect who lost scholarship over racial slur. The head coach of Albany State University, which is a HBCU, issued an apology and said that they were sorry for trying to get this kid to come to that school.
So they bow into the backlash that they received on social media.
Mm-hmm.
If they hadn't received no backlash on social media, they wouldn't care.
Right on.
That white boy would be starting quarterback for Albany State.
By the way, that's whack. And you got to stop bowing to the mob. You know what I'm saying? If you felt like that quarterback was good for Albany State, you should have signed him to Albany State. You knew he said the N-word before you offered him the scholarship.
I agree.
You going to bow to the mob?
They should have gave it to
him
anyway. And lastly, I don't know if you've seen it, the Lakers were playing the Celtics over the weekend, and LeBron went up for a layup. He got fouled. The refs didn't call it. And boy, did he go into character. Boy, he was upset. He was screaming. He was on his knees.
Oh,
wow.
Whoa.
What?
You gotta do what you gotta do when you wanna call. Drop to your knee.
They didn't give him the call, though.
You want it.
You got the audio?
Emotional time.
Darvin's words were, best player in the world, can't get a call. It's been an ongoing theme the last couple weeks, there were a couple in early January. How do you kind of balance the frustration of the moment, just considering all the games that you played?
It's challenging. It's challenging. I don't get it. I'm attacking the paint. Just as much as any of the other guys in this league that's shooting double-digit free throws a night. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Yeah, the NBA referees who have an Instagram. I didn't know they had an Instagram. They posted on their Instagram that they were sorry that they missed that call, and that call should have been made.
How'd they miss it?
I don't know. It was pretty obvious to me.
Yeah, and I'm old school. I'm from the era. I was born in 1978, so I'm from the era that, you know, when I remember when the best players in the league got calls when there were no calls. Mm. You know what I mean? Like they'd be calling phantom fouls on the best players in the world. So
that was a phantom. It should have been a call. All right. Well, that is your front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. NeNe Leakes, our guest host, is joining us this morning. So 800-585-1051 is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's a new day.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Wake up.
Whether you're mad or blessed.
It's time to get up and get something.
Call up now. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on the Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. Hey, peace and blessings. DJ Envy, how you doing? Good morning.
Sean Stone, what's up? Get it off your chest, brother.
Hey, Charlamagne, good morning, sir.
Peace, King. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. I can't complain. NeNe, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm doing blessed, NeNe. My name is Sean Stone, by the way, NeNe, if you don't know me.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm a friend of the show, NeNe. That's why I just wanted to introduce myself. I've been watching you in Atlanta, Housewife, for a long time. And I got a lot of love for you and Greg, you know what I mean?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, my respect. But I just want to talk about the foul call on LeBron. I think LeBron should have definitely get a foul call, and I don't want to hear from the NBA referee. I talk about they missed that call. That's messed up what y'all did to LeBron. But he was super emotional.
I will say we're spending a little too much time on this call. We acting like it was the playoffs or some meaningful game. I guess every game is meaningful when you know you at the bottom of the Western Conference like the Lakers, but damn.
But I think LeBron was saying he hasn't been getting many calls at all, that they've been missing a lot of calls for him and his team.
You old, Bron. They ready for you to move on.
Damn it, man.
When you was the best player in the world, they give you those. You still are one of them, but, you know, you're not the superstar of the league no more, is he? Is he still the superstar?
He's one of them.
The
he is. He's one of them.
The marquee player, I guess.
Is. Yes, he is.
I would think so.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up, Envy?
What's up, Trav?
Charlamagne.
Trav, what's happening? What's up, sis?
Is Miss NeNe there? Miss NeNe Lee?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Hey, Miss NeNe, you are iconic, baby.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank
legendary.
You. Thank you.
Stands across the board. Grand thank prize. You. Give it to you.
Yes, hit the lottery.
I just wanted to call in. You know, I love you. I think you are one of the best readers out there. You be reading the girl, and I love it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Speaking of reading the girls, Charlamagne.
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh. After further thought, it's your fault that we not in a Super Bowl. Okay.
Why is it my fault?
I like to hear this. Why is it your fault?
It's Charlamagne's fault we not in a Super Bowl, and I'm stuck in Philadelphia again. Another. And listening to them being in the Super Bowl because you was out here spreading stuff saying we not going to the Super Bowl. Because and it's your fault.
One thing about me, Travis, you know, I'm going to always deal with reality. And I'm going to always be realistic. You know, I cannot be emotionally connected and delusional to my Dallas Cowboys anymore. Trust me. I knew we weren't going to do nothing this year.
And you were right. Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Keith from Brooklyn, you heard?
Keith from Brooklyn, you heard?
Yo, man, I'm feeling some type of way about how the Eagles was just out here. How New York was out here trying to support the Eagles on the Empire State Building, man. That's wild. I don't understand why they even thought that was a good idea.
Yeah, that was trash.
What they do.
No, we don't do
why
that.
Y'all stop saying that.
Charlamagne, you need to relax, Charlamagne, for real. You really need to relax, bro. You talking crazy right now.
How many times has Envy came in here with a different jersey on and I called him on it?
No, man, Giants. The only time ever was when the Jets made it.
The only reason why I'm giving Charlamagne a pass right now is because I know that he's joking and he's a comedian. But
I'm not joking. Fat Joe had on a Kansas City Chiefs hat last night.
That was a check.
Performing for the Chiefs.
That was a check.
Well, you can get the check, but do you have to wear the paraphernalia?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do when you perform at them things.
He should have said, look, I'm a Giants fan. I'll come out here and perform for y'all, but I'm not wearing no Kansas City Chiefs gear.
We know where his heart is.
No, we don't.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. And NeNe Leakes is here. She's our guest host for today and tomorrow, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Break it up. This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling.
800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, DJ MB. Good morning, Nene Leaf. It's Mitra. And what's up, Charvacott?
What's up, Mitra? Good morning.
Good morning. I am 37 years old this morning, y'all. Okay.
Happy birthday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's a blessing. I'm just so excited to be on here with you guys.
Well, good morning. What you doing for your birthday?
Well, I've already celebrated. I went out with all my friends and family this weekend. Okay. So I'm just killing the day, working.
Okay. All right. Well, enjoy your day, mama.
appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great day, y'all.
You too now. Hello, who's this?
Hello, how you doing? Good morning, this is Chris.
Chris, good morning. Get it off your chest, bro.
Yeah, I'm a little confused right now because on Friday when this topic came up, it was a 50-50. People were very against this young man getting into this school because of the, you know, because he was a white boy getting in there, and everybody was saying, yeah, it should have been done to a brother or whoever, but they weren't looking at him for the talent of his skill. And now the school was so, now the school, because of all this backlash, is now not accepting this kid. Is it really that serious for a school not to, a kid not to move forward?
I didn't even know he accepted.
Because of just the backlash?
I didn't know he accepted the scholarship. I thought that was, it was
nah, that
awful.
Was just an offer.
Oh, okay, my bad. I thought, my understanding was that he was actually going to go to the school. And because they offered him the full scholarship,
nah, they must
that's
have
what it was going to.
I think they pulled the offer because of the backlash. I don't know. I thought that's what it was.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Chris Webber with OneChange.org.
Chris, what's up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Man, so I saw what happened with Tyree Nichols, and so the thing that I wanted to do is call in and just talk about hopefully the one solution that we can do to change some of the stuff that we have now with policing. So OneChange is about talking about basically informing people on the way that we can actually fix what's going on. A lot of people don't understand that police misconduct, the biggest issue is that the people who are investigating them with this stuff, it's all their work, from the judge to anybody who's going to touch it. So what One Change talks about is you can fix that just by changing who is going through and investigating police misconduct.
You know, I hear when people say stuff like that, but I don't believe changing one cog in a system changes the system. I think the whole system need an overhaul. But
yeah, I don't think it's the investigators. I mean, these cops are fired immediately. I mean, it's the fact that, you know, it's so many different things, right? You say you want more cops that look like us. You want more cops that came from the places that we came from. But these cops look like us. These cops, well, you know, three absolutely of them were Qs. Like they were us. You know what I mean? But we're going to talk to Attorney Benjamin Crump next hour, and he's going to break down exactly what's going on and give us the full details. You know, how sometimes press puts out things that are not right. He's going to give us the full factual details of what happened, what's going down, and what's happening next. So we're going to talk to him next hour. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now we have NeNe Leakes joining us. She's our guest host. Now we got rumors on the way. Just give us a little tease of what we're going to be talking about.
Well, you know, my family was in the blocks this weekend, so I'm going to speak on that a little bit.
Okay.
How about that?
NeNe jumping right into it. All right. I like that. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our celebrity guest host, NeNe Leakes, joining us this morning.
Hey.
Hi, Blue.
Now it's time for some rumors. Just give us a tease.
Oh, Lord. You know, my son was in the blogs this weekend.
That's what we need. Let's go.
Rumor has it. Rumor has it.
Call out a name or you gossiping or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is the Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on The Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Yes.
Right.
On The Breakfast Club.
All right. Let's go, NeNe.
Well, so my son hit the blogs this weekend. Everybody was hitting me up. I was out of town. Mm-hmm. And I get all these text messages. Oh, my God. Brent came out. He's gay. And I was like, he is?
You didn't know?
No.
Really?
And Brent is not gay. He did some popular TikTok trend, mm-hmm. and everybody is calling us up about if he's gay or not. Is Brent gay? You know, I mean, I don't know.
Oh, so it's not true. He didn't come out.
Well, not to my knowledge. He called me up and he was like, Mom, everybody's asking me if I'm gay because I did this TikTok video mm-hmm. thing. And I say, it's okay. I mean, if you are gay, it's fine with me. And he was like, okay, I'm not gay, Mom. And then, you know, just all my friends were calling him and calling me concerned if he's gay or not. I didn't really know what's the big deal.
Why didn't you just ask him, NeNe?
Say, why do I have to really ask? Gay? You know what I say? What I said to myself, I need to ask, like, are you gay? Like, yeah. That doesn't make any sense. What I like to say to people is, you know, your happiness is the most important thing, right?
That's true.
So whatever makes you happy. If my son today said that he was gay, I'm 100% okay with mm-hmm. it. He has no. It would be almost like he said, "Do you want some tea?" It would mean absolutely nothing to me. You know, I believe that your happiness is the most important thing.
Right.
So that's just how I see it.
And the TikTok challenge was he was shooting a basket.
Yeah.
And it says, "If you miss, I'm gay," or something like yeah. that. And he missed. Same thing Madonna did back like a couple yeah. months ago.
Madonna so is Madonna gay too?
I think so.
You just said it don't matter.
I think Madonna's
just asking.
That's why.
And then she said two. She said Madonna gave two. You just threw him in
there. But as far as my son is concerned, it doesn't matter.
Correct.
I get you.
You know, I've been through so many things in life. I do know how much your happiness is important.
Where is Brent?
I'm sorry?
That's not Brent right there, is it?
No.
Brent is in Atlanta.
Okay.
No, he's in Atlanta. Like he's 23. Yeah, he's really tall.
What else you got for us?
He's 23.
Well, salute to Brent, man.
Oh, so you guys, Ricky Smiley's son, Brandon, passed away at the age of 32 this past weekend, and he announced it on social media. And he did not announce the cause of his death. He did say he passed away, and he was survived by a sister, his mother, himself, and it was really sad.
I just have bad news this morning. I'm on my way to the airport to get to Birmingham. I just want everybody to pray for me, pray for our family. My son, Brandon Smiley, has passed away this morning. I'm about to go get on a flight and try to get to Birmingham. Lord have mercy, Jesus. All our cousins and different family members to pray, be strong. I'm okay. Pray for my son's mother and my son's siblings. Pray for my son and my daughter, everybody that was raised with Brandon. I hate to announce this. Just want to give it to you before you hear it in the streets.
So sad, man.
Yeah, that's horrible.
It is. You know, when I first saw the video, you know, because Ricky's joked so much, I actually thought he was making a joke and he wasn't going to say it was his son. He was going to say something else. And as I watched it a couple times and I said, oh my God, he's serious.
Yeah,
that's a horrible call to get. It's a horrible call to get.
Definitely sending Ricky Smiley and his whole family healing energy. Sending Brandon's mother healing energy. Like, we all pray to outlive our kids, right? But you know, oftentimes we don't. And if you are a parent, like we all are in this room, you know that love you have for your child is different. I can't even imagine. Don't want to imagine. God bless Ricky Smiley.
Absolutely.
That's a tough call.
All right. Yeah. Well, that is your rumor report. When we come back, we got front page news. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday? With DraftKings Sportsbook Same Game Parlays, you can pocket more cash when you combine multiple bets from one game. Download the app, sign up with code ENVY, that's ENVY, and get a special offer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our guest host, NeNe Leakes, joining us this morning. And this is front page news, and this morning we have attorney Benjamin Crump on the line. How you doing this morning, brother?
Hey, you know, Envy, this is challenging times, but other than that, we're doing good because we're being strong for Tyree Nichols' family and our people.
Can you give us a breakdown of what happened for people that don't know? A lot of people really didn't know what happened until the video was released on Friday, so... For people that don't know, break down exactly what happened. Tyree Nichols was in his car. He was driving home. And I'll let you go from there.
Yeah, Envy, Charlamagne, and Queen NeNe, it's unbelievable how this case unfolds. He's driving home. Brother's into photography. He's coming back from taking pictures of the sunset. The Scorpion unit of the Memphis Police Department, many people know them as the jump out boys in their city. You know, they pull them over at the stop sign, and then they come and they're on 10 from the beginning. I mean, it's already escalated. They come, and most of America now have seen the video, but we got to see it about a week before. And what struck me was they just escalated from the beginning. I mean, MF this. Son of a B that, get on the ground. I'm on the ground, you know, and they just going in on this brother. And he said, what did I do? And you see the humanity in Tyree Nichols, the whole video, the police cursing at him. I mean, using excessive force, brutality, and the brother never curses back at them. The brother continues to try to de-escalate the situation, and the officers continue to ratchet it up. And it's so tragic because you see that brother say, I just want to go home. And they never, ever de-escalate. He takes off running. And, you know, Envy, Charlamagne, anybody who look at this video, you would run too. I mean, so the way they were coming at him, you thought they were going to kill him.
They did, essentially. Yeah, they did. Now, they said that, you know, at first they pulled him over for reckless driving, but when they looked at the camera, they said he wasn't driving reckless. Is that true?
Well, we have seen nothing to substantiate their claim that he was driving recklessly. And remember, there's video everywhere now in America, and certainly thank God there was video that captured after he ran. You know, they were brutalizing him at the first altercation, but then at the second altercation when they caught him only about 80 yards from his house, you see them punch him. They kicking him. They take the police stick out. I mean, and when you look at the one video, I can't even look at my own Instagram now because you see them just holding his arms and the guy is just throwing these punches. And later on the video at the end, he say, I was throwing haymakers. Right. And you see his head just being knocked about like he's a rag doll. And then tragically, at the end of that video, they still offer him no humanity when that brother is sitting there against the police car, handcuffed, and you see his body fall to the left, to the ground. After a minute, they talking about, get up, and they pull him back up, sitting against the police car. Then he falls to the left, and then you see them pull him up again, and he falls back to the other side, and he's on the ground moaning. And none of those officers, not one of them, render any aid to this young man who's obviously in distress. I mean, it's just, at what point, Charlamagne, do you say this is a human being?
Let me ask you a question, Brother Ben. How come there was another officer, a Caucasian officer that was tasing Brother Nichols? He's not being mentioned in any of this. Or the EMT that didn't seem to offer any aid to the brother. How come they're not being mentioned in any of this?
Well, hold up, Attorney Benjamin Crump. We'll do that when we come back. We're talking to Attorney Benjamin Crump. This is Front Page News, but when we come back, I want you to ask that again. Because that's what the most thing that people are saying. That we've seen other people, and they weren't charged. And we'll talk about that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Our guest host, NeNe Leakes, is here, and we're talking with Attorney Benjamin Crump.
The Breakfast Club.
Question.
Yeah, how come the Caucasian officer that they say was tasing Brother Nichols is not being mentioned in any of this? Or the EMT workers who just stood by and didn't give the brother no aid?
Now, Charlamagne, you know, that's what everybody started talking about 5 minutes after the video was released. I started getting hit up on my text. Everybody on social media were saying, hey, that's a white hand that's tasing him at the beginning. And we all know that it was five black men who were, arrested for this matter. Why isn't this white officer being arrested? And so we have to now continue to push the line, as our sister Tesla Figueroa always say, to say everybody out there must be held accountable. The EMTs who were out there, it's the fire of officials, the fire department officials who you see on that video before the ambulance get there, and they are there for 5-6 minutes or so, and they're just walking around, and you got this young black man literally moaning because Charlamagne, Envy, NeNe, after he called for his mom and those gut-wrenching calls, he said, mom, and you never hear Tyree Nichols utter another word in his life based on all that video. And those fire department officials are out there watching this brother moan. The police officers are walking around, and we'll talk about that in a second, so nonchalantly. Like, this is business as usual. So that's why that Scorpion unit had to be dismantled, and that's why my legal team and the family, we demanded that the whole jump out unit that they had there had to be dismantled, because it was obvious that it was their pattern and practice of trampling the constitutional rights of people in our community, using excessive force in our community, because we don't see videos of them doing this to white people who are unarmed. They are only doing this to black and brown people. And I have to be exceedingly clear on this point. exceedingly clear. The way that these five black men were terminated, arrested, and charged within 20 days, this tragedy shows us a blueprint going forward that when you have police officers captured on video using excessive force, committing crimes, then you cannot tell us that it's going to take 6 months to investigate. It's going to take a year or years to investigate. No, no. Because when it was five black men in Memphis, Tennessee, caught on video, you did it in 20 days. And Charlamagne, what did the police chief say? She said that it was important that we have swift action, that we move swiftly towards justice. So when it's white police in the future or black police who commit crimes against our people, we want to see that they move swiftly with action and justice. It can't just be when it's black people. This is the blueprint. You can't do what you did when it was Laquan McDonald in Chicago, shot 16 times in the back, and you investigated for 2 years. You can't do like Eric Garner when they choked that brother, the first I Can't Breathe, on video, and they took almost 3 years claiming an investigation. 14-year-old Tamir Rice killed on video. They said they had to investigate, never brought charges. Alton Sterling in Louisiana, you know, they choked that brother selling CDs and shot him, and they said they had to investigate. You got E.J. Bradford shot Thanksgiving night in Alabama in the back. They got video. They say they got to investigate. Terrence Crutcher, a black man having car trouble in Tulsa, Oklahoma, walking away with his hands up. They shot that brother in the back, and then they said they had to investigate. I mean, you, Pamela Turner, black woman outside of Houston, Texas. I mean, she was having a mental health crisis. The officer shot her five times, shot her five times, hitting her three times in the face, the chest, and the stomach, and they had to investigate that, Texas Rangers, over 2 years. So no more can they ever tell us that when they got officers on video that it's going to take that long, because the blueprint going forward in America now is 20 days. And if it happens again in the future, and regrettably, I think it may happen again.
You know it will.
Black people, we're going to start counting on them. 20 days, we should see somebody charged.
Oh, go ahead, Nene.
Ben, you said that Tyree took off running, but earlier you said there were five cops around him beating him. How was he able to get away and run?
And tasing him, yeah.
Oh, Nene, you got to look at that video.
I don't believe
it. I know Tyler Perry told me for his mental health, Charlamagne, that he couldn't watch it. Neither so many people. And we must remember, the psychologists have said black people are suffering from PTSD, who continue to watch all these videos of police state-sanctioned violence by police, who are brutalizing us and committing atrocities against us, that it is affecting our mental health as a community. And so a lot of people couldn't see that video, and I do understand, Queen, Nene, why you wouldn't look at that video. But in the video, you see him, they say, get on the ground. He say, I'm on the ground. I mean, they yelling all these different commands at him, contradicting commands. And the brother is trying to be calm. He's the only one calm on the video. And so as they are continuing to assault him, they're setting him up, and I guess they're trying to put a handcuff on him and hitting him at the same time. And the brother, like, I can only imagine, he thinking, they gonna kill me.
Right.
These fools are gonna kill me. So he gets up and he takes off running. And you see them take off running after him, and they're kind of upset at him, Nene, because apparently when they were trying to pepper spray him, they pepper sprayed themselves. You know, and then they get mad at him and take it out on him for pepper spraying themselves. But that's how he started running. And then they gave chase, and they caught him so close to his house. And that's why it's so heartbreaking when you think about the fact that
his mother.
He was yelling for his mom, mm-hmm. praying that she could hear him. Because just like George Floyd, when you are conscious still and you have your life leaving you, what our experts said in the George Floyd video was you think back to when you first came in this world and you think of who your first protector was. And for most of us, that was our mother.
Damn right.
So it makes sense that when you dying in a lot of these tragedies, you hear people screaming out for their mother.
Mm-hmm. How did that make you feel, Nene, as a mother?
Well, I have two sons.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a daughter. And it's not a pleasant feeling. And I understand, you know, these guys or whoever are calling their mom. I understand that part. But it's tragedy. It's mm-hmm. sad. It's unreal.
All right, we got more with Attorney Benjamin Crump on the line. And we're going to be taking your calls when we come back as well. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good
morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Nene Leakes, our guest host, sitting down with us. And also on the line right now, we have Attorney Benjamin Crump. We're talking Tyree Nichols. And one thing I seen online was that possible that he had a problem with one of the officers before.
Yeah, you know, Envy, we've heard that rumor, too. We don't think there's any validity to it. In fact, we're going to have a press conference tomorrow with a brother who said that he was attacked by this Scorpion unit about 3 or 4 days before Tyree was killed by the Scorpion January 7th, where he was assaulted and rendered unconscious by the Scorpion unit. And this brother said he was just going to get pizza. And very similar to Tyree, he comes to the stop sign. And they come and approach his car, and they're cussing at him. They pull him out the car. They throw him on the ground face down, hitting him. And he says they put a gun to his head. And thank God he survived. And now this brother then calls the next day twice to the Memphis Police Department Internal Affairs to report them. But yet he doesn't get a return call. And what we believe, DJ Envy, what we want to believe, had they called him back, then maybe, just maybe, Tyree Nichols would not have suffered this fatality by these officers. And you know,
I doubt that, brother Ben, because they didn't just start doing that with that brother who ordered the pizza either. You know what I mean?
That was done before.
They haven't just done this twice.
Charlamagne, I cannot object there. I cannot object because I think this was a pattern in practice, and our civil rights wrongful death lawsuit on behalf of Tyree Nichols' family. That is the argument we're going to advance precisely, that this was a pattern in practice. This was institutionalized police culture, and it didn't matter, you know, the officers are black or white. Mm-hmm. It is institutionalized in the culture. And as I've said, it's not whether the officer or the race of the officer that is the determinant factor of whether or not they're going to engage in excessive use of force. It is the race of the citizen.
Right.
Whether it's black boys like you got, Nene, or brown boys, Envy, that they will use brutality against them that they won't do for white citizens. And so that's why when President Biden called us, and I was thinking about our sister Teslin Figaro, who, you know, say we got to push the line every chance we get. We got to speak truth to power. I said, President Biden, we have to use this tragedy as an opportunity. Said that I have to believe that God sent my son here on an assignment. And now that he finished his assignment, God has taken him back home. That's the only way she can cope. That's the only way she can try to deal with this tragedy, because she has to believe that something good is going to come from her son's tragic killing, or she says she will lose her mind.
Right.
And so that's why we told President Biden he has to use this tragic video that everybody's shocked by as an opportunity to reconvene the United States senators, especially the ones who are in his party, Senator Chuck Schumer, Senator Cory Booker, to call Senate hearings, get the families back, try to get the House of Representatives back, and re-engage on the justice, George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. And we have to also call our mayors, as Tesnan always tells us, mm-hmm. we got to call our governors, we got to hold them accountable, because we absolutely can push the line and we can make change to try to slow down some of these hashtags, because we see from this case specifically, Envy and Charlemagne, that it doesn't matter if they're black, brown, or white. When they put on that uniform, some of them just forget about their ethnicity, and all they see is blue.
Right. Let me ask you a question, well, Attorney Crum. Oh, real quick, Nene. Everybody is so afraid of the fund the police slogan, right? But a lot of times in cases like this, the first thing a President Biden will say is we have to put more money in the law enforcement to train more officers. And, you know, President Biden's got his America, a Safe America plan, and that increases funding for police across the country. And they want to put more police officers on the street. At what point do the powers that be realize that's not effective and you can't train people to value black lives? Because I know that's what's going to be his response.
Yeah. And you know, I don't know if the powers that be are ever going to concede that it's not about dumping more money into police budgets, but it's about expanding resources to try to heal the community, like mental health counselors, like having programs that have interactions between law enforcement and the community before there's a tragedy, before there's a life or death situation. And we have to continue to educate them. One of the biggest things that I thought would have come out of the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act was the Department of Justice would then keep statistics and make the departments give statistics if you're going to get federal funding, because that's the only power the federal government have all over all these states. Say, before we give you the money, you got to report to us every instance where you pull somebody over. What was the result of that instance? Was it a shot fired? Was somebody claiming their civil rights violated? Was somebody killed? We need to know the race and ethnicity of each of those people. They didn't want that. You know, I'm happy at St. Thomas University in Miami, Florida, we're going to have the Ben Crump College of Law. And one of the first things that we're going to have an institute is getting data, because knowledge is power. And when we go in these courtrooms, the police unions have all this stuff, all this information that the judge be believing, Charlemagne, that we know is not accurate. But because nobody is getting that information from the other side, that's why President Biden and anybody else say, well, we need more policing because crime is going up. But the statistics don't bear that out.
That's right.
But there's nobody on our side that are gathering these statistics. And so it's a one-way argument, but we got to push the line, and it doesn't matter what they say, because we know there are videos that we see with our own eyes that tell us that it is police culture as well as those five officers that are responsible for killing Tyree Nichols.
That's right. You know, Nene, I know you had one last question. Now we got to go.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, as parents, you know, and I have two boys, we tell our kids to comply when the police pull them over. And it sounds like this young man was complying. What advice do you have for parents or for these young men out here if they get pulled over by the police?
You know, Nene, I don't think there's anything we can do to stop them from killing us, whether we ride a bicycle while black, walking while black, both in Jane in his own apartment, eating ice cream while black. They shoot first and they ask questions later.
And these officers have body cameras on and they still did what they did.
And they still did what they did, Charlemagne. And so the best thing I believe we can do is make sure we always have these cell phones available, because, you know, this was like Rodney King in 1992 before the video came out. I said people are going to liken it to Rodney King. It's going to remind them of Rodney King video. But as Chief Davis agreed, that I agree with Attorney Crump, not only is going to remind us, but in many ways, she thinks it's worse than Rodney King, because Rodney King survived Tyree Nichols didn't. So you look at from 1992, the video of Rodney King, to 2023, the video of Tyree Nichols, both watershed moments in America. And the only question that remains is, what are our national, state, and local leaders going to do about it? And I submit to you, they would do nothing about it unless we make them do something about it.
All right. Well, thank you, Attorney Benjamin Crump, for checking in. We appreciate you.
Always, brother.
And now I said, with this new software, we can get you on the line immediately. So as soon as something happens, we can get you, pull you right up, even if you're out of town, you're not in New York, wherever you're at. And we appreciate you for always checking in on us and giving us the real updates and everything.
And we know you don't got a full suit on, Ben. We know it's just the top. We know you got boxes on at the bottom.
Hey, much love and respect, y'all. Charlamagne, let's pray for all the black people, mental health, and everybody mental health after seeing this video.
Yes, all right, man. Yeah. All right, now we'll take some calls. 800-585-1051. The video was released on Friday. We know a lot of you guys see it. What were your thoughts? Call us up, comments, questions, concerns. Let's talk about it this morning. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot. The spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Nene Leakes here, our guest host. Now, if you're just joining us, we're taking your calls 800-585-1051. We've been talking about Tyree Nichols, the brother that was killed, murdered. They just released a video on Friday, and a lot of people didn't know what it was until, you know, Friday, until they seen the actual video. I know you guys didn't see the video. Very, very sad. And I think probably one of the worst things are seeing brothers that look like us doing it. You know, so many times we talk about, yeah, we need more brothers like, you know, like us in the community on the force. We need more brothers that look like us as judges. And these brothers look like us. You know, some of them were actually, you know, members of a fraternity, Omega Psi Phi, the Qs. And to see that is just disheartening, man.
Yeah, I'm glad Ben said what he said about race. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people say this situation is not about race because the officers were black. And they say, you know, the situation was about the system. But the entire police system was founded, you know, to be slave patrols. You know, that started right there in the Carolinas and Virginia. So race does play a role because police institutions were founded on racism. And, I know five black officers wouldn't do that to a white man. Mm-hmm. I know that for a fact. And the reality is nobody values black bodies in this country, period, because I highly doubt those black cops would have done that to a white officer. And you can do all the training you want, but you can't train people to value black lives. So it ain't just white people that don't value black lives. You know what I'm saying? You'll see black people look at other black people and we don't value ourselves either. Our people that look like us. Mm-hmm.
No, that's very true. Mm-hmm. It just is.
Hello, who's this?
This is Shantae. Hello.
Shantae, good morning. How you feeling?
Hey, Envy. I'm feeling good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Did you see the video and what's your concern and thoughts? What you thinking, Mama?
It's really sad. I really didn't want to look at it at first, but I just want to stay informed. So I did see it, and I just couldn't believe that all of them were jumping on him like that. And to make it worse, you know, they were black men. I just can't believe it.
Yeah. Very disheartening.
Really disgusting and disturbing.
You have kids?
I do. I have a daughter. She's here with me.
Wow.
And when we get pulled over by the police, you know, I've had to give her the whole speech, and she has to put her, you know, I make her put her hands on the dashboard, and it's really scary.
And the crazy part, none of that matters either, because we done seen people get beat up and killed every single way.
That's right.
Complying, not complying, hands up, hands down, running, not running. Like, we've seen them get killed every single way.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, man, I just want to stay anonymous, man. I just wanted to talk about that whole situation, man.
Go ahead, bro.
Man, look, man, number one, I'm black, so I'm just tired of seeing it every day. Mm-hmm. It's like PTSD. It's like I want to do something, but I can't. You know, I don't even know what to say about it because we see it every freaking day.
That's right.
I'm just tired of it.
That's right.
Oh, you're right. Thank you, brother.
I mean, that's and I feel that brother so much because that's all you feel like you can do is yell and scream and vent. But what's that going to change? Like, the system, I don't see the system changing no time soon.
Hello, who's this?
This is Kiara.
Kiara, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your thoughts,
so
Kiara?
I couldn't agree more with what Mr. Crump just said. I was appalled at the fact that when they released the footage of the Tyree Nichols incident, that they released it as if it was a movie premiere. It was like they were bracing society and everybody was waiting for it like it was a movie premiere. And I guess one thing that really stuck out to me, and I think it stuck out to everybody else, is you got a lot of the people who were kind of condoning the actions of the officer when George Floyd was killed and saying, oh, well, he was high, or oh, he was resisting arrest. And they weren't upset then. But now that you have black officers who have killed another black man, it's like everybody wants to be outraged. And these were the same people who were supporting, not necessarily supporting, but kind of justifying George Floyd's murder.
Yeah, I mean, that's the mind F when you black, right? Because, you know, it's like, yo, we know these cops in Memphis deserve to be punished to the fullest extent of the law, but then I find myself seeing how people react to it. And I'm like, wait a minute. Y'all don't act like that when it's white cops killing black people. And then I find myself not wanting to beat up on the black cops too much because they black, and I see how folks is demonizing them way more than they would white cops. And that is the mind F, because you know it's wrong all across the board.
It is.
You know what I mean?
It is wrong.
But you just wonder, how come y'all so quick to react to them? Like Ben Crump said, they got arrested within 20 days. And fired within 20 days. Mm-hmm. Like, that don't happen when it's white cops. When it's white cops, it's like, well, let's investigate.
10 years.
Yeah. Let's investigate and see what happens.
I will say it's really disheartening when you look at somebody that looks like you, because you always... And I don't know how you guys feel, but when you see somebody that looks like you, a lot of times you feel like they might understand better because they've been through it, right?
Yes.
So when you see the fact that these were five brothers that did this, you're like, damn. Like, because, you know, when you get pulled over and you see as a black cop, usually I'm still nervous, but I feel a little easier. But like, all right, well, he's a brother. He knows me. He knows what it is, or he knows what I'm going through. He knows I'm scared. He knows I'm nervous. Mm-hmm. But in this case, it just seemed like they didn't care. You know,
well, we just afraid of us as some white people are.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? And we look at each other. We look at some of, we look at each other with the same disrespect that some white people do. Mm-hmm. You know, and granted, in a lot of cases, we might have reason to feel like that. You know what I mean? Because we've been robbed. We've been assaulted by people that look like us. So sometimes I say to myself, damn, you know, we got more reason to fear each other than white people do, because we don't be doing that type of stuff to white people like that. You know what I mean? But for whatever reason, for whatever reason, we fear, we are just afraid of us as some white people are.
But see,
we don't have a reason to really be like that.
You're right. But if I get pulled over, right, and the one brother had a band on that showed he was in a fraternity, right, the first thing I'm gonna think is, oh, he went to a HBCU. So now I feel more comfortable because I'm thinking he's like me. Oh, yeah. What college you went to, bro? I went to Hampton. I'm more relaxed. You know what I mean? That's how I would feel, right? Wouldn't you feel that way?
Yeah, until you quickly realize all skin folk ain't kin folk.
You correct.
You realize that quick.
All right, well, when we come back, we got rumors. What are we doing in the rumors?
Oh, we're going to be talking about Michael B. Jordan.
You know people are texting me too.
Why you moaning about Michael B. Jordan, Nene? Damn.
I know the ladies like him. You know, he's not, you know, eye candy for me, but ladies like him.
Okay. And you know what? People have been texting me and asking, are you ever coming back?
Coming back where?
Real Housewives. We'll do it when we come back. We'll talk about it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. All right. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We've got our guest host, Nene Leakes, joining us.
Nene. Hey,
hi.
We're about to get to the rumors. Give us a little tease.
Well, we have actor Michael B. Jordan, 35, who hosted Saturday Night Live.
All right. We'll get into it.
Rumor has it. Call out a name, or you gossiping, or you chatty patty.
I am gossiping.
This is the Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on The Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Yes.
Right.
On The Breakfast Club.
All right, what we got, Nene?
So, actor Michael B. Jordan, 35, hosted Saturday Night Live for the first time over the weekend, where he was joined by my crush, Little Baby.
You like Little Baby?
I really do like him a lot.
That's nuts. Yeah. Most people say Michael B. Jordan is their crush. You say Little Baby.
Michael Jordan, I'm sorry, Little Baby, he served as the evening's musical guest. And during his opening monologue, Jordan detailed his breakup with Lori Harvey that happened in June 2022.
I just directed my very first movie, Creed 3. But right after that, I went through my very first public breakup. Now, most people after a breakup are like, I'm gonna get in better shape. But I was already in Creed shape. So I had to be like, all right, I guess I'll learn a new language. Anyway, estoy en raya. After the breakup, everyone thought I was so heartbroken because when the news came out, I was at a basketball game and they caught me looking like this. Look, I was just chilling. But the internet decided that was me being sad. Luckily for me, if you Google sad Michael Jordan, the first 8,000 results are this.
Now, what language was that he was speaking? Was that language that white woman he got spotted with speaks?
I don't know.
Well, he said he wasn't dating
that woman.
White girl.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, how do you guys feel about, like, Lori Harvey is dating a lot right now, and I feel like Michael was really hurt by the breakup. How do you guys feel about women who, like, you know, drop men and pick up another one, drop men and pick up another one?
I don't see a problem with that because, I mean, you know, people just assume that she's sleeping with these men, right?
Yeah.
But the reality is she might just be dating.
Well, there might have been no connection. There might have been no connection, you know?
And she's in her 20s, so I think this is a time that you should date. You should date, pick them up, and drop them back off.
Pick them up and drop them off.
Yeah, that's what you were doing in your 20s?
Yes, honey.
Okay.
And I actually tell my sons the same thing. Date a lot. Dating a lot doesn't mean sleep around a lot. It means date a lot so you can figure out what it is that you really like and want.
Yeah. Right. Did they do any sketches with Michael B. Jordan and his love of white women?
I don't think so.
They should have had him in a therapist's office with Dr. Umar, and Dr. Umar trying to cure him of his snow bunny virus.
Has he only dated white women?
That's not true.
I think
he dates whoever he feels comfortable with.
Yeah, I've actually never seen him with anybody other than Lori Harvey.
When he was on Breakfast Club, he said all wives matter. So he said he's down for whatever.
Really?
Black, white, Puerto Rican.
He doesn't
Asian.
Really strike me as the kind of guy who would date black girls anyway.
He just dated Lori Harvey for a couple of years.
I mean, but that to me was like a whole PR kind of stunt.
Really? Thing. What?
Yeah,
what
I just don't really see.
You don't think that's what he's into?
No.
What about a black man says, I only date white women? Tell me.
Well, when they say that, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else you got, Nene?
I don't really look at them the same. I'm like, mm-hmm, okay.
Yeah.
Because I could see if you said you dated all women, but yeah. Just to be like, I just only date white girls.
He didn't say that.
Oh, yeah. He said he dates all women.
He said all women. He said all women.
He said he dates all women.
He didn't just say white women.
You said all white women.
Oh, and I said all wives matter.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you said all white.
No,
you
didn't say
all colors.
Oh, he's all colors.
Okay, guys.
I like your story better, though. This is the rumor report.
The gang sexual Michael B. Jordan assault only case dates continues. Okay, he made his the gang sexual assault case continues to make headlines as his accuser, who won a $7.1 million judgment against a rapper back in 2016, has said she's having a hard time collecting the money. Priscilla Rainey first filed her lawsuit back in August 2015, seeking $10 million after the claim that the Compton rapper sexually assaulted her. She won a judgment of $7.1 million. So what they're basically saying is that the game is jumping all around. He won't pay the girl the money at all. He's changing his addresses. He's using his manager address. He's putting things in
different
trust
LLCs
funds.
Yeah. And trust, yeah.
Yeah. So she can't collect the money. That's a shame. She should be able to collect her money.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult because he's going to keep doing that. They're going to need another.
But I like the game, though. For real.
So you like the game? Like Lil Baby?
I like the rappers.
You like rappers, huh, Nene? Okay.
That's my other side, honey.
Now, I want to ask you, Nene, you know, people miss you on Housewives.
They do.
Now, at one time, there was a rumor that you were allegedly suing the franchise. Is there you ever coming back? Is you ever going to speak? Or?
I have no plans to come back. I feel like that ship has sailed, and I've grown in so many ways. It's just not something that I'm interested in doing right now.
Right.
That's it.
Okay.
All right. You let those girls go head on.
All right.
They holding it down, you think?
I haven't necessarily
really,
seen it.
But okay.
Jesus.
You still watch?
Not really.
Okay.
Did they reach out to you at all?
No, and they shouldn't. Now, the girls that are on the show, we are cool.
Oh, yeah, still cool.
Yeah, we're cool. But for me to be on the show, no. I have no interest in being on the show, honestly. They can call me for advice. I'll try to help as best I can.
Consultant fee?
Yes.
You give them a consultant fee?
That
consultant
will be all.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Charlamagne, who you giving that donkey to?
You know, I want to give donkey of the day this morning to delusional New Yorkers.
Watch
you know, I saw a headline in the New York Post today that said, New Yorkers are in disbelief over the Empire State Building.
We are.
Celebrating the Eagles Super Bowl berth. Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it four after the hour.
Watch
to me,
mouth.
That's the New York way.
That is not the
we'll
New York
discuss.
Way. All right. We'll get to it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
In the new Peacock original Poker Face, Natasha Lyonne stars as Charlie Kale, an ordinary Joe with extraordinary ability to tell when someone is lying. Stream the 10-part Mystery of the Week series from Knives Out writer, director Rian Johnson now, with new episodes every Thursday only on Peacock.
You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you
donkey of the day.
You are
no.
A donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Monday, January 30th. Goes to all you New Yorkers who, according to the New York Post, were in disbelief over the Empire State Building celebrating the Eagles Super Bowl berth. Okay, if you haven't heard, the Empire State Building was seen green on Sunday night. And from what I saw on social media and heard from this so-called Giants fan, DJ Envy, folks weren't happy.
No.
Okay, now I follow some diehard New Yorkers, all right? People like Michael Rappaport. Drop on the clues bombs for Michael Rappaport, all right? Rap has big New York SMD as a greeting energy. All right? It's SMD to everybody else, New York over everything for Michael Rapaport. And he posted on IG a picture of the Empire State Building lit up with Eagles colors. And he said the mother effing Empire State Building has been hacked by Philadelphia Eagles fans. That wasn't no hack, Michael. That was intentional. Okay? Michael said they are not our friends. Fix this, NYC mayor. He gonna be at the Eagles Super Bowl party. Yeah. Eric Adams might have been at the NFC Championship party in Philly last night. Okay, no. Michael Rapaport said this is like lighting it up in Boston Red Sox colors. Fix this now. Needless to say, New Yorkers were not happy. Let's go to CBS2 for the report, please.
The Empire State Building has been a defining feature for New York City skyline for nearly a century. And for more than a decade, they've been using LED lights to honor special occasions. Tonight, they changed their lights to celebrate the Philadelphia Eagles. The Empire State Building was green and white to celebrate the Giants' arch-rival Eagles after they earned a bid to the Super Bowl. The official Twitter even wrote, Fly, Eagles, Fly, the title of the Eagles' flight song. The New York Sanitation Department called it a treacherous, traitorous, and unforgettable. Soon after the Kansas City Chiefs won the AFC Championship game, the Empire State Building then switched their colors to red and yellow, saying, it hurt us more than it hurt you. We're now lit to honor the Chiefs. Look, some people are laughing about it now. Some people were just absolutely irate, but it certainly was something that caught everybody's attention.
The best part of the sanitation department's tweet was, we take out the trash every day. Next year, that will include the Eagles.
Exactly.
Right? So. It's sort of like, all right, we get it, but we're not going to let this one slide.
You heard that news report correctly. Not only did they light up the Empire State Building with the colors of their NFC East rivals, the Philadelphia Eagles, they lit it up with Kansas City Chiefs colors after they won. Philly would never.
Never.
Kansas City would never. Mm-mm. All right. Now, I didn't see folks as mad about that, the Chiefs. I didn't see folks as mad about the Chiefs, but they should have been, because no team should come before your home team ever. All right. There is never a reason to celebrate someone else's success when your team isn't where they want to be. I don't want to hear all that. Well, if you don't celebrate someone else's success, you will never have any of your own. That applies to life, not in football. Okay. In football, if your team doesn't make the right personnel moves in regards to coaches or makes the right personnel moves in regards to talent, you won't have any success. All right. Don't got anything to do with celebrating some other team's success, whether you do or you don't. Okay. Especially an NFC East rival. All right. I am a diehard Dallas Cowboy fan. I could care less about the Eagles' success. I don't have to hate on it, but I don't have to acknowledge it either. And I feel like that about the Chiefs, too. I don't care. Okay, now I want to reference Michael Rapaport's post again about the Empire State Building being lit up with Eagles colors. Let me tell y'all something. I saw the good brother Fat Joe like that post. Okay, and it confused the hell out of me because Fat Joe is a New York icon. Okay, an Empire State God, Joey Crack, Fat Joe the Don. There's not too many things that are synonymous with New York like Fat Joe. Okay, it's the Statue of Liberty, it's the Yankees fitted, it's rats the size of Little Duval, and it's Fat Joe. All right, but I was confused because Fat Joe may not be happy about the Empire State Building being Eagles colors, but I think he would be happy about the Empire State Building being lit up in Chiefs colors because I saw Fat Joe fresh to death. Okay, like he always is, performing at Arrowhead Stadium with Chief colors on and a Kansas City Chiefs hat. And I was like, damn, I thought Fat Joe was a Giants fan. And when I said that to you this morning, MB, tell the people what you said. Tell them.
Which one? One is a check?
Oh, a check, huh? A check. And there lies the problem, New York. Okay, New York staples, New York representatives like Fat Joe, they all hustlers. Okay, they will go get that bag, all right? And they will confuse the hell out of you because we can't tell hustling getting the bag from true support. And I've seen everyone from the Empire State Building to Fat Joe to DJ Envy support whoever is in the winner's circle at the moment.
It's not true.
Envy, you do it all the time.
I do not.
Not only do you do it in NYC, if the Giants winning you with them, if the Jets winning with you with them, if you get hired to DJ a Super Bowl party somewhere, then wherever you going, you root for them too.
I am a Giants
Last
fan. I'm a
year
New York
you
fan.
Rooted for the Rams. Last year you was in here saying you want the Rams to win because if the Rams win, then Odell wins, and Odell
yes.
winning is like the Giants winning.
I wanted
winning.
Odell to get a chip.
You
because
said it
was
like
a Giant.
The Giants winning.
No,
he
I'm
was
a
also
Giants
a
fan.
Cleveland Brown before he was
right,
a Ram.
But he was an OD. He was a Giant.
That is the dumbest logic I ever heard in my life. Why
my
you had to wear the hat? Why you had to wear the hat?
I didn't wear no hat.
Why you had to wear the Rams hat? You had a Rams hat.
No, I did not have a Rams hat.
You had a Rams hat. You had a white Rams hat with the blue jersey. It was the white jersey. No, it was the blue jersey with the yellow jersey.
That
you did.
That is a lie.
You had on white jeans. And that was disrespectful.
I did not have on white jeans.
No.
And I'm not Dominican.
White jeans and a blue jersey, Giants jersey, is a Dominican outfit. But you flipped it with the blue Rams jersey and white jeans.
Liar.
Disgusting. Disgusting. I just want y'all to know that's what New Yorkers do. And at some point, we have to admit it's okay. All right, down south music popping, New York artists start making down south music. Drill music from Chicago popping, New York artists start making drill music. Gang banging popping on the West Coast, New Yorkers embrace gang banging. Another team in the Super Bowl, that's not the Giants and Jets, New Yorkers root for that team. Just admit it. Okay, this is the great American melting pot. Team hopping is what some New Yorkers do. Now, I'm not generalizing all New Yorkers because there are some diehard New Yorkers who bleed big blue for real, who don't know nothing except for the Giants, and the other side don't know nothing but the New York Jets, okay? And New York embraces any and everyone, and y'all know this. So to be sitting around acting like y'all in disbelief because the Empire State Building was lit up with eagle colors? That's the New York way.
It's not.
In fact, I guess we would call that type of team hopping having an Empire State of Mind. Please let diehard New Yorker Remy Ma give all the so-called New Yorkers, okay, so-called Giants and Jets fans who are in disbelief over the Empire State Building being lit up with Eagles colors, the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
Remy is disgusted at you.
I'm a Giants fan.
I can't tell.
Oh, yes, I'm always a Giants fan. You see what's behind me? Giants.
That means nothing.
And yes, if the Jets make it and the Giants don't, I want New York to win. I'm a New Yorker.
I got to do with the Rams. Play it, Red.
Nah, it's here today. Today is the day, boy. Today is the day, and I'm excited about that. How y'all feeling?
Why is today the day? What you know that we don't know?
I'm in LA right now for Super Bowl. You know,
I was DJing.
Out here DJing, working, check. And I'm going to the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Absolutely.
Now, you got to, who you going for? Ye, Rams or Cincinnati?
I'm going to say Cincinnati.
And she's in New York.
Charlamagne?
Dallas Cowboys, baby.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That's who the hell I'm going for.
Always.
Okay, Dallas Cowboys, that's D.C. right. All day.
That's right.
No one near.
Any questions?
Now watch you.
You don't even need to watch.
What about you, Envy?
I want to see Odell get one.
I said Odell. I didn't say the Rams. I said Odell.
They did Odell dirty, so I would like to see Odell get a ring.
What's wrong with that?
If you're from New York, you cannot root.
That's
for
not
any
true.
Other team.
I wanted Melo to get a ring too when he played for the Lakers. I wanted Melo to get a ring. I'm a New York Knicks fan, but I wanted Melo to get a ring.
What he just admitted?
What did
right?
I say?
He just admitted if you're from New York, you can root for other teams.
No, I didn't
you
say
just
it.
Said it. You
I'm
just
a
said
New
it.
Yorker.
I said specifically,
Melo held it
if
down
from
for
New
York,
York. You can't root for
New
any
York
other
team. New York did him dirty, and I wanted him to get a ring.
Nope. Team hopping is the New York way. That is having an Empire State of Mind. Okay.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
Root for whoever's in the winner's circle if you're from New
I'm
York.
I'm not talking to you.
That's what they do.
How you doing, Nene?
That's what they
I'm
do.
I'm doing good.
All right. Well, that was your donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Nene Leakes is here. She's our guest host. Now, this was an iconic moment on Real Housewives of Atlanta. We got to go back there. Now, you received a gift from somebody that you wasn't interested in. Play the audio.
You're giving me a Rolex. Does that mean something?
What do you think it means?
Oh,
a Rolex is timeless.
Yeah, but I said...
If you let it, and you rewind it, and you work it, it can last forever.
Okay. Whatever that means. It's getting weird. But I still need to get this watch. Bling, bling, bling. Bitches, it's mad.
So the question is 800-585-1051. Should you accept gifts from someone you're not interested in? Now, Charlamagne. Look at Nene's wrist right now. Nene, can you put up your arm right fast? Are you wearing that Rolex right now?
That's the same watch?
Similar.
That is the question. 800-585-1051. Should you accept gifts from someone you're not interested in? We're going to hear from Nene when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot. The spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our guest host, NeNe Leakes, joining us today. So the question is 800-585-1051. Should you accept a gift from somebody that you're not interested in? Now, this comes from Real Housewives of Atlanta. Let's hear it.
You giving me a Rolex. Does that mean something?
What do you think it means?
Oh.
Oh, a Rolex is timeless.
Yeah, but I
think... If you let it and you rewind it and you work it, it can last forever.
Okay. Whatever that means. It's getting weird. But I still need to get this watch. Bling, bling, bling. Bitches is mad.
So NeNe, is this something that you don't mind doing? If somebody gives you a gift, you like, hey, I'm keeping it.
Yeah. No, not really. No, I don't think you should accept gifts. No, seriously, I don't think you should accept gifts from everyone that you're not interested in, okay? Some guys, look, I know he was a nice guy. I know he wouldn't do anything to me crazy, so, and I wanted the gift.
But don't you think if somebody gives you something like a Rolex, right?
Yeah.
That's $10,000.
Yeah.
He's not giving it to you because he thinks you're cool. You know, he wants to date you.
But he thinks I'm cool. That's why he wants to date me. But I don't want to date him, but I just want the gift.
But he might think that that's like a lead-in, like, oh, she's accepting
it
my gift.
It is a lead-in, and I am misleading him.
See, I don't have a problem with it
as long as you don't mislead them. You know what I'm saying? You got to let that person know this don't mean nothing. I don't owe you anything because you gave me this watch. Don't think because you gave me this gift, I'm going to give you some ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If that's understood, I don't have a problem with you taking the gift.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But even if you do say that, he still think this is a chance because you're accepting the gift.
I mean, but if you're making it clear, like, just because you gave me this gift, that don't mean I'm giving you some of this poom poom. You know what I mean?
Right. And so, you also ask for other things. You know, just because you gave me this, this is not enough. I'd like to have a car and shoes and bags. And then I'll think about it.
So think about what? The date? Think about that. Maybe you'll go on a date after all that.
No, I'll go on the date, but sleeping with him, yeah, we need to get some other stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the number to sleep with somebody, Nene?
Like, no, it just depends. Like, he needed to do a lot because I wasn't attracted to him.
Oh.
Now, this is
a good question.
So the gifts make him look a little sexier.
Yeah.
So you said you attracted the little baby. Right?
And the game.
I like little baby. I didn't say I was attracted to him. I like him.
You attracted to the game? One of them you said you
No, I like him, too. Not, I'm not attracted to
Who
him.
Who are you
I like
attracted
him.
To, Nene?
Yanni Cio.
That's your fiance or something? I don't know.
No, that's my boyfriend.
That's your boyfriend. Yeah. Okay, so you were attracted to him. How much did he have to buy before he got...
Not a lot.
Or was it a dinner, a vacation?
No, but he gave gifts too.
Yeah. Is that the smooth brother in the corner with the accent?
Yes.
Smooth boy. With the accent?
Oh my God.
No, I thought I didn't have an accent.
Yes, he does have an accent.
Now, he's talking low Africa. Before.
He has an accent. Yeah, I know. I ain't crazy. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that brother's smooth. That brother got leather pants on at 6 in the morning. He ain't playing. When I saw him walk in this morning, leather pants on 6 in the morning, I said, oh, okay. This smooth operator right here.
Yeah, but, you know, even Yanni, he had to do the same things. You know, dates. You know, he bought gifts, too.
But he ain't come out with the Rolex from the door, though.
Yanni, come here, brother. You feel like,
no,
I just want to know the
first.
Just tell me, what's the first gift you bought with them nice teeth you got over there? What's the first gift you bought,
better,
Yanni?
You better watch out. He talking about your man pants and his teeth. You better watch out for Charlamagne now.
He said he don't even remember he bought so many gifts.
God damn it.
But
well, let's go to the phone line.
Hey, Lala was up here last week, and Lala said you got to get you an African man because them African men spend that bag. Remember she said that
last week? She did say that.
African guys, you know, I will say they do take care of their lady, but, you know, one and done for me. Like, if something happened with us, I would never date another African.
Wow.
Damn it, man.
What part of Africa are you from, brother? Liberia.
Liberia.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Denise from Kingsland, Georgia.
All right, Denise, talk to us. You taking gifts from people you're not interested in?
Heck yeah. I take the Rolex, the Chanel boots, purse, and wait for someone to come through.
Now, do you let them know that this don't mean nothing? Just because you bought me this, I'm not going to give you no ass?
Yeah, after I get the gift, of course. Come on, now I'm a wife.
Lord have mercy. So is there a certain price that the person has to hit? And then you'd be like, all right, now it's time to give them some.
Nah, none.
Especially
if I'm not interested. I just want the gift.
Well, y'all is crazy. Inflation is at an all-time high out here. What is up with you?
Interest rates are high. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Tasha.
Hey, Tasha. Good morning.
Good morning.
You accepting gifts for somebody?
Actually, I told them I couldn't accept it. I was dating this guy.
There you go.
He liked me a lot more than I liked him. And he got me an Apple Watch. And I told
Girl,
him
please, knock it off.
No, what's better? What's good?
Rolexes and Birkin bags.
No.
And yeah, you can turn out an Apple Watch.
So,
Nene, hold on, I'm talking about something.
Hold on. Good job, Tasha.
Nene, you get off with an Apple Watch.
Oh, my God. I will definitely give it back. You know, what am I doing with this Apple Watch? I'm not even taking it.
Mind you, I got on an Apple Watch right now.
And I'm never talking to him again.
Damn it, man. Jesus.
No.
Some of you got to stay in your ways, though. You got to stay in your ways, though. Some people
got
to get the Rolex.
You got to get it, but God damn.
Yeah, that's true, but not an Apple Watch.
Goodness gracious. 800.
What girl do you think I am?
Right. Give me a Timex, then. I mean,
800-585-1051. Should you accept Apple gifts from someone you're not interested in? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Call me. Get your opinion to The Breakfast Club. Top. Come on. 800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Nene Leakes is here, our guest host. And just to put it out there, she's not accepting your Apple Watch out there.
No, Nene had a little change of heart. What'd you say, Nene?
I will accept the Apple Watch if he's giving it to me and said, here, I'm just giving this to you to keep up with your steps. Now, are you working out or something?
That makes a lot of sense.
What about if it's like a Michael Kors bag? Somebody like, here's a Michael Kors.
A Michael Kors?
All right, never mind.
You give that to your little teenage daughter, not to no grown woman. Michael Kors, babe.
All right. Should you accept gifts from someone you're not interested in? It comes from Real Housewives of Atlanta, of course.
You giving me a Rolex. Does that mean something?
What do you think it means?
Oh.
Oh, a Rolex is timeless.
Yeah, but I said...
If you let it, and you rewind it, and you work it, it can last forever.
Okay. Whatever that means. It's getting weird. But I still need to get this watch. Bling, bling, bling. Bitches is mad.
And we're asking, you know, what would you do? Hello, who's this?
This is Tanisha from Mississippi. How are y'all?
Hey, Tanisha. How are you?
Should you accept gifts from someone that you're not interested in?
So, as long as they know that you're not interested, I don't see a problem with it.
I agree. As you let them know, like,
are you from the country?
Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Dante from Atlanta. What's going on?
Dante, hey. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, man, first thing, before we get to the topic, I just want to thank you and Charlamagne for all y'all do, man. Y'all keep me rolling every day through the morning.
Appreciate you, kid.
Appreciate you, bro. So talk to me.
Yes, sir. I feel like it's unnecessary for you to accept a gift because it creates unnecessary emotions, like feelings that wasn't even there.
So if you give a gift, you think that's you smashing, that's your girl now?
Nah, not necessarily. It depends on the gift.
A Rolex.
Yes, if I give her a Rolex, yeah, that's my girl, I'm smashing.
No, see, you can't have that entitled, you know, that entitlement, you know what I mean? Because, you know, they always say it ain't tricking if she's worth it, right? Like, if she's Rolex worthy, you give her a Rolex. You know, it's like you do it and hope for the best.
Hello, who's this?
Hope for the best.
Yaya.
Yaya, good morning.
Good morning. Now,
Absolutely what, Yaya? You ain't even... absolutely what? You just ready.
Yes, I'm taking the gifts.
Let me tell you something. I was listening to respond, okay? Absolutely, you should accept a gift. Yes. A gift is given willingly.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you don't lay no stipulations down?
We ain't sleeping together.
No.
So if somebody gives you a Rolex that you're not interested in, you taking that Rolex and you out?
Absolutely, because you want to know something? They decided to give it to me. I didn't ask for it.
Nene, do you lay any stipulations down? Do you let them know, like, ain't happening now just because you gave me a gift?
No, I'd be like, we're going to dinner. Which restaurant would you like to eat at? You know, we'll go to dinner tonight. We can talk. And yeah, but that's it. I mean, you know, I didn't do Yanni like that, though.
Hello?
You didn't do
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Devin,
what's your thoughts, Devin? Are you accepting gifts with somebody you're not interested in?
I am not, and I love you, Nene. Me and my husband adore you, but I think it is so wrong to accept a gift from somebody you have no interest with. I think it misleads them. I think it gives them the wrong message, and I think that's part of why like stalkers happen. Like, it just opened up so many different cans of worms.
Yeah, I understand, but I actually did in the end date this guy for a little while. I don't know if you guys remember. Okay.
Was that a sorry date? Like, I have to do it because he gave me? Or
no, he was giving me so much.
Who was the guy? We saw this play out on TV?
I did have to. I just felt like I needed to date him. He was so good to me.
Mm-hmm. Who was it? You don't want to shout him out?
I don't need to shout
People
him out.
People watch the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he was so good to you. He gave you gifts. So why didn't it work?
It just didn't work. We're still friends today. He's a very nice guy. But I'm just wasn't attracted to him.
Got you. TV?
Okay, don't do that.
You said yeah, Nene. I heard that. I never received the right gift. The only person I heard say give the gift back was the person who received the Apple Watch. Everybody getting these Rolexes and these big boy gifts, these big girl gifts. They ain't giving them back.
Mm-mm. Well, what's the moral of the story?
I think the moral of the story is as long as you let people know what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the moral of the story is you have to use good judgment. You know what I mean? I knew that he wasn't a bad person. I knew he wouldn't hurt me or anything like that. But you can't accept everybody's gifts.
All right.
Did anybody ever ask for anything back?
Who is everybody or anybody?
Well,
No, you can't get these gifts back. They're not going back. What we gonna do? But you won't be getting them back. Okay?
I respect that. I tell women all the time, you can't un-F them. You know what I'm saying?
You sure can.
So if you can't enough, don't give the gift back.
I'm not giving back anything.
My goodness. All right. Well, we got rumors on the way. Give us a tease. What are we talking about?
Oh, my God. So up next is Drake's L.A. home was burglarized.
Yeeks. All right. We'll get to that next. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club.
The woman trying to get their gift back.
The Breakfast Club.
What these shots you talking about, Nene?
Well, they're real popular right now. Everybody's taking these diabetic shots. Really? Ozempic, Wegovy. It's a big trend right now.
Honestly,
a lot of Yeah, make sure
you use need to lose about 17.
You want to take some? You're so small. You want to take some shots?
I don't know.
I ain't taking no
there
shots.
There's a really small needle. It's just a little pinch. And you do it right in your stomach. And you do it once a week.
And how much weight you lose?
Well, I don't know how much you're going to lose. Yeah. But you can, you know, you can lose weight with
you
it.
You sure that ain't heroin making people lose all that weight?
It's some crack.
No, seriously. Man. It's a real trick. You can just Google and find out about all the weight loss shots that are out there.
I ain't trying that. I'm good.
All you right. look good.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I know you over there drinking that diet tea.
You know giant yes, diet tea.
He advertises it too on his Instagram.
I definitely don't know. I know it does. I don't do waist bands, but let's get to the rumors. We're talking drink.
Rumor has it.
Call out a name or you gossiping or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is the Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on the Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Yes.
Right.
On the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, Drake's L.A. home was burglarized. A man has been arrested after allegedly breaking into Drake's Beverly Hills mansion Thursday night, according to reports. There's a lot of break-ins that are happening in Atlanta. I live in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere.
And
yeah.
The break-ins have been crazy. It's scary right now, the way people are breaking into homes. I'm not sure what they stole out of Drake's house. I bet you got a lot of good stuff to steal.
Yeah, I'm shocked it was a man. I thought it would have been a woman trying to break in to get one of them engagement rings.
One of the Birkins. Yeah, but you know, he got caught. The guy actually got caught. I guess the security seen it on his footage
on
the cameras, mm-hmm. and he was trying to leave, and they, you know, canvassed the neighborhood and caught him.
But yeah. Well, does Drake really have a lot of Birkin bags?
Yeah.
He got Birkin bags, then he got that chain he made out of engagement rings. He said he made a chain out of the 42 engagement rings that he was going to give the women. So he had 42 different women he was going to propose to.
Are you serious or are you just playing?
No, serious. So he made a chain out of all the rings.
Like emerald cuts.
That's right.
Rounds.
So he really had 42 women.
That's what they
said. So he says
the report was.
And so the Birkins are for the women?
The Birkins, yeah.
Well, why I never see him with women? I mean, I don't see him like in public with women like that.
That's good. I mean, he creeps.
He was that one time he was on a date. You see him with women sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, but everything seems to be like a date.
Yeah.
And then he takes them home and get engaged to them?
I guess.
Falls in love.
I thought that was maniac behavior, too, to have 42 different engagement rings. All you need is one, especially
That's
if you didn't give
crazy.
It up to nobody.
It's absolutely crazy. But anyway, stay safe, you guys. Kanye West is under investigation for battery after a confrontation with a driver who was filming him.
That was hilarious. I shouldn't have laughed, but it was hilarious.
Yeah, well... It's landed him in some legal trouble.
Yeah, the lady pulled up on him, and he was like, "Why are you running up on me? Why are you running up on me?" She was like, "Kanye, I wasn't running anywhere." Like, you could just tell she was agitated.
Why is she agitated?
He was agitated.
Yes, he was agitated. Because she's totally invading his privacy. She was filming him and following him, and mm-hmm. I don't like that. That's
are we
just
sure?
Not cool.
Are we sure it wasn't Kanye who tried to break into Drake's house?
No.
Are we sure about this?
No.
Why would he do such a thing, okay? And then later, mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian was somewhere in L.A., and the paparazzi caught her and asked her about the incident, and she was like, "Don't ask me about that. Don't ask me about this. Don't ask me about this in front of my children." And I totally understand that, too.
Yeah, that was after the kids' basketball game. It looked like they were walking out. And I think paparazzi mm-hmm. was messing with Kanye, too. Paparazzi came up to Kanye, and he was like, "Yo, I'm at my kids' game. Leave me alone."
Yeah.
And the paparazzi was a little smile. Well, why don't you just see him at home?
Yeah.
We got audio.
You got audio? Let's play the audio.
Watch out. Hey, Kim, what do you think about Kanye hitting someone with a paparazzi spoon?
Do not talk to me about that.
Sorry, Kim. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
I think people should be able to put hands on paparazzi if they invade
me
your
too.
Space. You know, parents are very protective, especially when they out with their kids. Don't nobody want to be ran up on when they out with their chair.
Yeah, I think you should be able to put your hands on fans too. Grab their phones, smash them, all kind of stuff. Yeah, you just totally invading people's privacy like that. Mm-hmm. It's not fair.
Especially when you're following somebody and you're following somebody and you're a celebrity. You're nervous. You think somebody's trying to rob you anyway. And this lady's talking about, "I just want to film you." Nah.
And some folks don't treat you like you're human. You know what I mean? They'll run up on you already recording.
Happens.
You know what I mean? And they don't care about anything that's going on. All they care about is their social media feed and getting you on their social media feed so they can get their likes, their retweets, or whatever else.
I also think the paparazzi should be a lot sensitive when the children are around.
Absolutely.
It's not cool. They're asking Kim about her children's father right there in front of her mm-hmm. children.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's just not a cool thing to do. Do better.
And recording people when they don't, like, you think they don't know they're being recorded. Like, you might be in a restaurant or you just got off a plane and a person just sitting there trying to sneak record you. What is that for?
For what reason?
Like, why?
What reason?
Well, you know, the real reason is because of social media. Mm-hmm. And people are getting paid now to get footage and put it on their mm-hmm. social media feeds. You mm-hmm. get paid to do that stuff. So they're videoing you left and right.
And even if they're not getting money, attention is a form of currency, right? So even if they're not getting mm-hmm. money, they're going to get them few retweets, and those retweets, likes,
go viral.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Viral, yeah. Well, that is your rumor report. All right. Now, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Get your request in. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday? With DraftKings Sportsbook Same Game Parlays, you can pocket more cash when you combine multiple bets from one game. Download the app, sign up with code ENVY, that's ENVY, and get a special offer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We got our guest host, NeNe Leakes.
Hey.
How was your first day, NeNe?
It was really good. I'm getting comfortable, so okay. That's cool.
And NeNe came on time this morning. She was here bright and early.
She definitely was.
I was
she
here before was. Y'all.
That ain't true.
No, you wasn't here
yes,
before
I
us.
Was.
No, she was. She was.
She was here before you.
She was here before me. Yeah. When I pulled up, they said NeNe just went upstairs.
No, I was here. All right. Well,
and listen, I want to salute the Dave Chappelle mm-hmm. and Chris mm-hmm. Rock and a guy I refuse to acknowledge how funny he is, Donnell Rawlins. They were in Charleston, South Carolina this past Friday. It was the last day of their tour. I think at least in the States, because I think they're going mm-hmm. over. I think they're going overseas,
mm-hmm.
or at least Team Chappelle is. I don't mm-hmm. know if Dave and Chris going together, but they were overseas, and I salute them because you know I'm from Monk's Corner, South Carolina, born in Charleston. We don't get a lot of events like that. Like, mm-hmm. I was even thinking to myself, mm-hmm. like, damn, the last time I was in the North Charleston Coliseum before Friday night was literally 20-plus years ago when the Hard Knock Life Tour came to Charleston, South Carolina. So, yeah, salute to them for pulling up to the 843, man. Chris, Dave, and Donnell. And if everybody's waiting on Chris to have something to say about Will Smith,
mm-hmm.
he gonna have it in his new special.
Because okay.
I saw them last year, and he had the bars he had for Will at the show last year, but he had them this show, so.
Okay.
Yeah, stay all tuned.
Right. When we come back, we got the positive notice, The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. NeNe Leakes is here. She's our guest host. Now it's time for a positive note. You got some positivity before we get up out of here?
I do, man. It's simple. I actually posted this on my Instagram yesterday. I saw the good sister, Anita Kopacz, post this, man, and I love it. Beautiful souls, recognize beautiful souls. Just keep being genuine, and your people will find you. Okay? Okay.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Zumo Play.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.